Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104 and here to talk about her collaboration with Becky McNeice named Love Letters is Alicia Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. Where or how did this all begin?
Well, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be on here. So where did it all start? Well, Love Letters, really, we started making the songs in 2022. Mm-hmm. And myself and Becky, we met due to like music, and we were just like really fond of each other's music style. And I knew from the minute we got into a studio session, I knew I wanted to like work with Becky and be more involved in her music journey, more than just like a collaborative situation. So the first song we actually ever made was this little song, and it wasn't even all that great. But the second song we made in 2022 was Faucet.
Okay.
And when we made Faucet, I was like, okay, great. Like, you know, she definitely has something there that we can build on, or I can build on.
Yeah.
So then it wasn't long after meeting Becky and working with her and her music that I offered to manage her.
Okay.
So then our relationship then went from, you know, two artists just working together who were just fond of each other to me now being her manager as well. And we were just making so much music, and obviously as a manager, my role then was to kind of get her in different situations to expand on her talent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came up with the four songs, and we decided, look, actually let's make an EP out of this and release it. And then in the midst of all that, we realized that there wasn't any other like female collaborative joint project that ever came out of Ireland. So
wow.
We were like, oh my God, this is strange. So yeah, that's kind of how it started.
It's so great when you find somebody like that, that you really gel with and who kind of gets the idea that you want to put out as well, isn't it?
Oh, it's so important. Like, I can't stress enough, like, the importance of being like-minded and finding like-minded people, especially in the music industry in Ireland, where, you know, it's still a very much growing scene. So it really did help. And also because I'm now in Belfast at the moment, it also was easier for us to get into studio sessions because mm-hmm. she's also up here as well.
And Faucet, you mentioned that earlier on. There's also a movie for that on YouTube as well, isn't there?
Yes, a little visualizer.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I mean, Faucet was one of those songs where, like, even the way it came about it, you know, it was such a raw, authentic side of myself compared to the songs that I had put out in the past. Love Letters, I would say, is by far my most mature, my most honest and vulnerable piece of art. And Faucet being the intro song of the project couldn't have, like, embodied all those things like perfectly, you know. It's something that me and Becky felt like we really wanted to showcase the, I guess, like the gloom and, like, you know, the first stage of being out of a relationship where, you know, your heart is literally leaking and your eyes are leaking like faucets and you're just crying and you're, you know, you're in the rain and you're sad and you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like, you know, what the visual of Faucet is, just kind of capturing all those dark emotions that you do face when, you know, you've just kind of came out of a situation or a relationship with someone.
And collaborating seems to be a huge part of your music. Is that something that you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, I love, love, love it. Yeah. I love people. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge people's person. I love, you know, human interaction and human psychology and like sociology as a whole, I suppose. And I feel like I've been able to learn the most about myself working with other people. And I feel like it never takes away from my art. It's always been an addition to my music, my fan base, the people I'm reaching. And I just absolutely love collaborating.
And we love to hear it. But like, to, I suppose, stretch that a little bit, you've also worked as a mentor with Noise Music. Why was that important for you to do at the time?
So me and Noise Music, we started working together in 2020 towards the end of the pandemic. And at the time, I was still in Dublin. I was in Clondalkin. So it was very convenient because most of our workshops at the time were at the library in Clondalkin. So it was great. And for me, working with Noise was my second time ever working with like young people. I started out in 2016 in town working with like my own little youth group. And then, you know, I got busy. I was in uni doing my nursing degree. So I kind of like had to focus on that. But then when 2020 came on and Jerry, my mentor from Noise, he reached out to me about being involved, I was like, oh my goodness, maybe this is a sign that I need to go back into working with young people, because it's always been a passion of mine. And slowly but surely, I realized that, oh, I really am good at it, number one. But also it's like I enjoy being able to like nurture talent from like the roots. And I enjoy coming in and, you know, seeing the young girls, because there was this group that I absolutely got on so well, this TY group of girls. And it's just so liberating, because as young as I feel like I am, when I work with like TY students, my little sister's age, I realize, oh crap, like I'm actually getting old as well, you know? And it's so interesting the way their mind works and, you know, their pain points and their challenges, and how, you know, whether it's 40 minutes I have with them or 2 hours, how I can really make it the most creative, but also like give them an outlet, I suppose, and understand that, hey, look, you know, I'm here to listen to you, but I'm also here to help you create something constructive out of this time. And then eventually, you know, 2 years later, then I decided to start my own management then.
Okay. But it is so important, and it's really nice to share your talent with these young people who are kind of only starting out, and they can see, okay, well, if I do something like Alicia, I can get to that point as well, which is really nice.
Yeah.
It's good to show them that.
Oh, yeah. I encourage them all the time. And, you know, most of my day, Louise, is literally spent, you know, speaking to artists and on the phone to artists and like emailing artists. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for anything, because it's like I know how crucial it is as someone who didn't really have that support. You know, when I was 15, 16, 17, getting into music, I didn't really have a mentor. I didn't have anyone who could, you know, encourage me in a musical sense or in a creative sense. So I really like pride myself in making sure that I'm always somewhat accessible, especially to like the young people who want to pursue a music career or even a creative career as a whole. You know, it's super important, because, you know, they are the future.
Absolutely. So Love Letters EP is out at the moment. How can people keep up to date with everything you're up to?
So they can find me on Instagram. I'm the most active on Instagram, and my handle is It's Alicia Ray. That's just ITS Alicia, ALICIARAYE. And then in my bio, there's my agency, my management group called the Laix Official. So anyone who's like young, emerging, or who just wants to have a conversation about, you know, should I go into the music industry? Should I not? It's all there. And then all the links to the music, my roster, it's all there.
Excellent. Alicia Ray, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.